Worry, get ready for another blast of power as we welcome our father, Apostle Professor Johnson Suleiman, for a father's blessing. Team from backseat to front seat. Date Friday 24th, January 2020. Time 10 a.m. Host Apostle Michael Akor. Venue the Palace of the Bible Church, opposite Lagos Filling Station, Otis Street, off Pity High Road, Efun Delta State, Nigeria. The Lion will roar.
With your hands and shout aloud. Somebody say, Papa Daddy!
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Papa Daddy!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Papa Daddy!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did it come short for Papa when he said, we want to go? Please take your seat. Your grandfather is already in the house. Sit down now. No time. Sit down. It doesn't get the way they do me.
They get away to do me.
Make her follow the way they do me.
Make her follow the way they do me.
Sit down, make sure people when they back the seat. She does. Sit down. One of my daughters said. She said, Grandpa, not look the time.
Papa, not look the time.
She said, Grandpa, my body they do me to basket all the time.
She said, Papa, my body they basket me to the time.
Sit down. It's a real privilege. With this very tight schedule, it's still considered. Help me stand up. Wake up. My father, Apostle Professor Johnson Suleiman. Well, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You may be seated 1 minute. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's be quiet. I want to profoundly appreciate Apostle Michael Akbos and the wife. For what God is using them to do in Warri, around Delta, and there are people who sit down, please. There are people that call you father, and you can call them, you can call them a son. But there are some you can call my son. When you call people a son, it's because their leg. And since they have identified with you, you cannot deny them. Whether they are bad or whether they are, you just have to manage. You can't throw them away. But there are some you can say, you can be confident. And Amen. And you know, he is unique in his own way. He's just, and please don't change, just continue like that.
Just continue.
He has his own. You know, I'm sure you are alive now.
Ne.
And mama, myself, my kids, whenever we are watching and it comes to his program, we just start laughing. I because of my schedule, I hardly watch, but when it's on, I watch him till the end. Amen. So like I said, you are unique. Stay the way you are. And God has given you a good wife. Stay. You know, as you do what you do, you are going to get attacks, jealousy, envy. It's okay. It's normal. The Lord will bless you. And for all of you who have stood by him, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of you, thank you. And for all pastors and leaders who have come, sons of the prophets, and all who have come for this meeting, thank you. The Lord give you a good year. A good year. A wonderful year. All right, everyone stand. Everyone stand. I want you to know that any time there is an opportunity like this, is for someone's destiny to change. It's for someone's destiny to change. And your destiny will change. Are you ready? You know, there are certain things we read in scripture that I have preached for a while. But as I began to go on with God, I began to see that the things that I studied and I read were not actually the way I preached them. And I began to understand. Now, in the Bible, when you hear a story, hold on, be quiet. You hear a story about some high priest that enters into the Holy of Holies and they die there. They don't come out. The reason was this. When someone has an infirmity and the high priest is on his way to the Holy of Holies and the person touches the high priest, he has given the high priest his problem, his sin. So when the high priest gets into the Holy of Holies, because of the sin that has been transferred on the high priest dies. That was what the woman with the issue of blood intended. When she touched Jesus, it was for Jesus to have an issue of blood. That is why Jesus stopped. Listen. There was no way. Jesus prayed for the... He raised Lazarus. He never said something left me. He said something left. I'm not complete. Someone took something from me. Someone tampered. There are many of us. When I was coming, I'm going to prophesy here today. Listen. Don't rush me. Oh, don't rush me. I will prophesy till I'm tired. Listen, listen. While I was coming, the Holy Spirit said, there are people in that meeting that are not complete. Something left you. Are you ready now? Say, Father! I can't hear you. Say, Father! 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 In the name of Jesus, as I pray,
Make me complete.
Whatever was taken from me,
since I was born,
I take them back. Open your mouth, take them back.
Shadabaya.
Shadabaya.
I turn them back. Shada da baha. There is power everywhere.
In Jesus' name. Listen, ushers, watch out. There is power everywhere. Everywhere. Inside, outside. There's power everywhere. I just need the ushers to watch out.
Now, the reason, listen, we're going to pray a second prayer and it is very sensitive. The reason she touched Jesus was not just to give Jesus a problem, was to use Jesus to become complete, because she wasn't complete. Whoever is using me. Is using me. And sometimes, for that woman, listen, for that woman to be able to get so close to Jesus, it was because physically she appeared pitiable. She appeared pitiable. Coming like that, leave her, make it pass. If she had come with arrogance, they would stop her. But she looked pitiable. She walked on the emotions of those around. And if you are not led by the Spirit this end time, you will crash. There are people that are not out, they appear. If you see them, you want to pity, but they are the ones killing you. Who is using me? Listen to the prayer. Listen to the prayer very well. Anyone using me, expose your identity. You will no more be covered. You will no more pretend. Expose your identity. Say, Father! Say, Father! In the name of Jesus, everyone using me, expose your identity. Expose your identity. Open your mouth and fire prayer. Ababa yala shaga yala. Aha.
My Father,
expose
in Jesus' name. Lift your hands up, lift your hands to heaven. We love you, Father. We bow before you. You've got times and seasons in your hand. You called for the light. You don't need a man. Yet you have chosen. Let's sing it one more time. You got time. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man
to be the God you are. Yet you have chosen you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God Almighty. You are God. You are God. Father, in few minutes, throw your weight around. Let the devil know you are master. Heal the sick. Save the lost. Let there be mighty miracles here. Let someone walk out of trouble. Let hidden mysteries and hidden secrets be revealed. Bless us by the power of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me hear an amen like thunder. You may be seated. You may be seated. My wife would have been here, but she's in my stomach. Amen. Thank God for our senior pastors. Thank God for Reverend Kinsley from Abuja. Reverend Fidelis. Amen. Apostle Akpos. These people, they love you. Because for them to fly in, for them to fly in like that, when they asked me, they said, we saw Apostle Akpos advert. Are you going to be there? I said, yes. They just started laughing. They say, we are coming, we are coming. They just started laughing. Amen. Thank God they are there. Thank God for Reverend Emmanuel Zaka. Thank God for all of them here today. Glory to God. Okay. Break your Bible to Isaiah chapter 6. We'll read verse 1 and verse 5. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 and 5. We'll read it together after the count of 2. Are you ready? Isaiah 6, 1 and 5. Are you ready? One to go. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Verse 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Tell 5 people Uzziah must die. Sit down. Sit down, please. Sit down. In this present generation of wickedness, I need you to please listen. In this present generation of wickedness, expect battles anytime. And that's why you must be prepared. Every time. I repeat that again. In this generation of wickedness, expect battles anytime, and that's why you should be prepared every time. Because battles are going to come. Enemies will rise up. Enemies will show up in your face. In Genesis 22, If you read verse 17, God said to Abraham that your seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. In Deuteronomy 28, if you read verse 7, the Bible says, so shall the Lord cause thy enemies that rise up to be smitten before thy face. They shall come in one way. They shall flee. In Exodus 23, if you read verse 22, God said, I will be an enemy to your enemies. An adversary. In Numbers 10, if you read verse 35, David repeated the same thing in Psalm 68, verse 1. He said, let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. In 1 Samuel, chapter 14, if you read verse 24, Saul told the people that nobody will eat or drink until we have avenged ourselves of our enemies. In Psalm 25, verse 2, the Bible tells us, let not my enemies triumph over me. But if you read your Bible in 2 Samuel 19, if you read verse 6, let me give you the background story. Absalom was David's son. And Absalom wanted David dead. But the armies of David brought Absalom down. And Absalom, David began to cry. He said, they have killed my son. And his general met him in 2 Samuel 19:6. He said, King, now I know that you love your enemies and you hate your friends. In other words, there are so many of us today who have got enemies who put on a garment of friends. What is the story behind Uzziah? If you study your Bible in 2 Chronicles from chapter 26, Uzziah was a king that began to reign at the age of 16. Listen to me. Uzziah was a king, Uzziah was a prophet. But all the while Uzziah was alive, Isaiah was following him like a PA. He left his place where God ordained him to be. If you read verse 22 of 2 Chronicles chapter 26, he said all the lifestyle and issues of Uzziah, Isaiah was writing. A man who was called to be a generational prophet. He was following somebody. There are some of you that are called to be wealthy, but you are depending on people. A great prophet was following a king like a personal assistant. There are some of you hearing me today. Your years have been wasted because you have been busy depending and looking up to people, and they have been siphoning your life. I did a study and I found out one time Isaiah was to give a prophetic word. Uzziah stopped him. Isaiah was to give a declaration. Uzziah stopped him. Anytime Isaiah had a need, Isaiah would cry to Uzziah for help. But something happened in that year. And this is that year. I said, this is that year. This is that year. Every Uzziah around you, anyone that has taken you out of God's plan for your life, out of God's purpose for your life, out of God's pursuit for your life, today they go down. I said 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 they go down. Somebody shout fire. Take your seat. In verse 22 of 2 Chronicles 26, the Bible says Uzziah died as a leper. He was the only king who died as a leper. Listen, anyone that has gauged you
and say you cannot get out of this level. The judgment no one has experienced. The anger of God that no one has experienced. The wrath of God that no one has experienced. The finger of heaven that no one has experienced. The visitation from the angels that no one has experienced. May it fall upon them. I say, may it fall upon them. 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 You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Favor is on your side. Lift the way, shut fire. In the air. In the air.
Take your seat.
Listen. Battles are real. If God destined it, you can't escape it. This is the year.
Let me say this to you. In life, you don't need to look for trouble before they look for your trouble. Just please, please, just listen. The fact that you are going somewhere, you are looking for trouble. How many of you want this year to be your best year? Don't shout, just listen. How many of you want this year to be your best year? How many of you want to prosper this year? You know what you just did now? You are looking for trouble.
If you don't want anybody to bother you, desire nothing. Desire nothing. Paul said, I think in 2 Corinthians 15:32, he said, I fought with the beast of Ephesus. I fought with the beast, with animals. There are people that are not humans. They only have eyes, hands, but in their heart they think like animals. In 1 John 5:19, the Bible said, the whole world lieth in wickedness. If you want to survive in this world, that is why I look at some people who are still gentle and calm. If you are too gentle, you can't settle. If you are too gentle, you can't settle. In the spirit, you have to be high to fly. Am I talking to somebody here? I come to make a decree. Anyone who has restricted you, who has limited you, that you cannot get married, that you cannot carry a baby, that you cannot progress in life, that you cannot be what God wants you to be, make the ground open and swallow them. Take your seat. When Uzziah dies, what happened? Number one,
he says, I saw the Lord. When he dies, you see the Lord. In Psalm 63, from verse 1, he said, O Lord, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. He said, my flesh longeth, my soul thirsteth. Verse 2, to see thy power as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. When you see God, you see power.
Uzziah dies for you to see God.
Listen, we are in a generation of power. You can't be powerless. Not be say first, not be say police wear uniform, then they respect. Then they check your rank.
They go look your rank. Say,
Corporal, get out.
come down, they say, CP.
Ah,
that the demons don't just fear because you are holding microphone. They check your rank.
Or as they say, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know who you be. They check your rank. You can't afford to be powerless. Am I speaking to somebody here? I told our people, I said 2020 is rugged. We will manifest and scatter. Am I talking to somebody here? 2020 is rugged. I want to do crusade in mortuary. I want all the dead people to become protocol. It is rugged here. Am I talking to somebody? Someone said to me, he said, my mother died. Send the word. I said, I won't send the word. Bundle her and come. I said, if your mother doesn't come back to life, then somebody has to replace her. And the mother came. We laid hands and spoke the word. She jumped back in the car. She didn't even come in the car. I said to them, 2020 is a year of power. Am I speaking to somebody here? God has spoken once. Twice have I heard it. That power belongs to God. A young child was brought to our church. He was born blind. He had no testes. And his eyes were sealed. From America. Power hit him. God tore the eyes. Put new eyeball. Created testes for him. Somebody shout power. I love power. In America they spend dollars. In London they spend pounds. In Europe they spend euro. Nigeria we spend naira. In Ghana they spend cedi. In heaven they spend power. Power is the currency of heaven. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. Listen to me. Take your seat. Take your seat. If you came to Palace of God to come and listen to a lecturer, I am sorry to disappoint you. I am not a lecturer. I carry power. If you are here to just listen to one talkative, I am not a talkative. I am a prophet. I see. And the things I see are clear. I hear. And the voice sharp. Am I talking to somebody? I tell people all the time, I may not know anything, but I know I get oil. I carry something. And as you hear me today, whether you are inside or outside, power is coming upon you. So what does that tell me? If you are blind and you are anywhere, or you are deaf and you are anywhere, or you are dumb, or you are paralyzed, whatever it is, and you are anywhere, the power of God is coming upon you. I said the power of God is coming upon you. The power of God is coming upon you. Somebody shout power. Take your seat. When you Isaiah saw God, and when you see God, you see what? Power. Listen to me. Listen. Do you know the insult on the church is because of the absence of power? I have heard that they kidnap some pastors. I have had headsmen kill pastors. Yet headsmen carried their cow, went to Akure. The cow entered the place it was not supposed to enter. 30 of the cow died. They swole and died. As they entered that shrine. And guess what? All the headsmen, even the presidency, they say, well, there's nothing we can do. It's a natural disaster.
If you are a pastor or a leader, your heart should be bleeding.
My heart, when I saw that, I began to shed tears.
I said, how many churches have cows and S-men entered and died?
Because we are busy fighting ourselves.
You carry my member. You collect my member. You get member.
I don't know about you, but my heart is boiling. Look at members of church will be kidnapped and the church will be organizing ransom. Have you ever heard a native doctor kidnapped?
No.
The church needs power. Once God has spoken, twice, have I had that power? Belongs.
Isaiah was a prophet, but he was powerless. Isaiah, what's going on? Something happened outside? Take your seat. Let pastors take care of that. They say there are miracles outside. Take your seat. This is a generation of power. And that's the only reason I identify with your pastor. If you don't like power, I don't like you.
Listen. If you are prophesying, you are manifesting power, you are my son. If you have no power, go and look for your father. Go find your papa.
I like power. My wife loves power. And you know, get power.
Who bore you?
Take your seat. I was going to take your seat. Hold on. You know, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he gave his disciples power. Matthew 28, 18, he said, all power. I was going to preach in the country, and I prayed so much. So my eyes were just bringing out tears because I was indoors for a long time. So I put on dark shade. I was going alone with my briefcase. And when we got to that country, they checked the papers and everything and said to me, we need to do a proper, thorough body search. Body search means they will take you somewhere and tap you. Not just, there's a scanning machine they have to run you through, but body search, they will have to tap you. When they are not even sure of the scanning machine, they will tap you. So I said, why? They said, we have to do that. You have to follow us. So I said, okay. I was waiting on the Lord. So it was the wrong time to search me. So I walked in and they said, please wait here. They were taking time. So I was wondering what's going on. After about 30 minutes, I saw quite a number of them came, about 3-4 of them. And I was looking at them. I was just praying in the Holy Spirit. And they said, stand up. He said, take off your suit. I said, eh? He said, take off your suit. I said, I should remove my suit. Yes. So I took off the suit. As I gave it to the first one, it landed. Bah!
Wait.
So I picked it up. I was giving the second one. It landed. The third one said, where? So I took the suit. I wore it. He said, I can see you. Okay, come and go. I said, no. You want to search now? Come search. Listen. Hold on. I'm not telling you there is power in suit. I'm trying to tell you God looks for expression. God is in a hurry to manifest his power. In Exodus 33:11, he said God spoke to Moses face to face. Why?
Because he wanted to come. In Luke 5, verse 17. It's on the second day Jesus was preaching. There were doctors of the law come out of every tribe of Galilee. And the power of the Lord was what? Present. I don't know what the doctor told you. I don't know the medical reports you are carrying. I don't know what they said they found in your body. But as I'm speaking right now, you will see the power of God. 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 Somebody shout power. Take your seat. Number two. The Bible says, Isaiah said, woe is me. I am undone. The second thing, when Uzziah died, you see yourself. The first thing you'd see what? You see. Second thing, who you really are. Father, show me. Why my prayer is not answered? Show me. The strongest revelation you can get is a revelation of yourself. One day, my wife traveled, and I went to, you know, sometimes when you're at home alone as a man, you want to eat everything. You open fridge, open here, open this, open that. You are home alone, thank you. You are eating everything. You open here, open here. So I was attempting all questions, anything I see. So I went to the fridge. I was just putting everything on my mouth. So after a while, I went to sit down. Everywhere was smelling. I said, what is going on? Everywhere was smelling. So I started cleaning. It was still smelling. I went to the bathroom. I tried to clean. It was smelling. I went downstairs smelling. I said, is it that the whole world is smelling? I went to the study smelling. So I went under. Everywhere I put my nose, smelling. I cleaned. After about 45 minutes, I was tired. Because everywhere was still smelling. And as I was passing, my eye gazed to the side mirror. I saw a piece of meat on my nose. That is what has been smelling. It was here. I didn't know what was smelling. Lord, show me. If you study your Bible, the word of God, anytime God handles sin, he handles sickness. If you read Psalm 103, he said, who forgiveth thy iniquity and healeth thy disease. Psalm 103, verse 3. If you read Isaiah 53, down from verse 5, he said he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, by his stripes, sin is the gate man. Sickness is the worker. In John 5, Jesus healed the man who was by the pool of Bethesda for how many years? 38. In verse 14, he found the man. He said, now you are well again. Go, sin no more. Lest a worse thing. Lest what? What does that tell you? It means that what happened to him before was because of sin. Show me, myself. When you turn from sin, you turn to power. When you turn from sin, you turn to abundance. You know, some people, their sin is lie. Did they lie? They lied on the devil. Even when they are lying, the devil will be shouting, you they lie. Satan himself will be wondering, say, In fact, Satan will call other demons. Say, come, come and learn. Come and learn. Come and learn. They used to say the devil is a liar. But before them, the devil is a learner. They lie. Some other people, it is arrogance. That's what brought the devil down. Pride! And you know, pride comes when you keep thinking of who you are, what you have. When that becomes what saturates your mind. I was preaching in a campus yesterday and the first day, and I was preaching. Somebody asked me, he said, you were preaching there like you were preaching in the crusade. I say, old or young, the gospel is the gospel. Pride! God has blessed you now. You have forgotten your old friends. No, because you feel you are no more on the same. Pride! Pride. Arrogance. And that's the problem of the South-South. I be South-South, so now South-South I be. No respect. Go to North. Go to West. You will see respect. You see the way they honor ministers of God. Okay, let's be frank. Let's be frank. Let's talk. Look at the pioneer of great ministries in Nigeria. They are from the West. 90%. My father-in-law, Baba Adeboye, West. Bishop Oyedepo, West. All of them. You know why? There's a spirit, whether it's fake or real, there's a humility spirit. In the South-South, a pastor has 2,000 members. 1,000. It's humility I saw in your pastor. It's humility I saw in him. You know, we are in the car and the people driving me and my only, we are laughing when they saw him dancing. And one of them said, like pastor, like member. You are too proud. I was walking out of my office one day and the woman started abusing me. You are wicked. You are going again. You are going again. You won't see me. You are wicked. So I look back. Me? You, apostle, you. And they talk to you. You are wicked. You are going again. You are wicked. And I saw all the protocol. I said, hey. Mama, come. What did I do? He said, I came from just last 3 Sunday. I couldn't see you. I came last Sunday. I couldn't see you. Now, I've been outside. You are going again. You are going again. Just foul. Just foul. I said, Mama, sorry. Follow me. And they said, see how you are. They said, see who here. Somebody kept following me. I sat down. I said, Mama, talk. All the talk. Talk them. Let's hear you. Let's listen. And I asked, who is so person? He said, Mama, you know, you see him? I said, leave Siam. Talk. Even if the Lord was showing me what was wrong, I wanted her to just pour. Let her just talk. She talked for 5 minutes and started crying. That's why you crying. You carry me come up. You sit down. You didn't listen to me. My problem don't solve. Oh. That meant a lot. A little smile can make somebody leave. Listen. You know why you have to be careful? Let me advise you. This arrogance, you want to fight. Stop it. There are some people that are about to die. They are looking for who will kill them. There are some people that are shameless. If you fight with a pig, you will be stained, but the pig will enjoy it. There was a woman, Reverend Asaka, there was a woman. She was staying in a yard. You know, there is compound, there is surrounding, and there is yard. She was staying in a yard when she has problem and she's fighting with you. She will first insult herself before you insult her.
She will say, what you go tell me? Say, I not get money, abi. My husband poor, abi. I get cane leg, abi. My children no go school, abi. Now so my pikin dey waka, abi. She will insult herself, insult herself, insult herself. You say, my face, I ugly, abi. My husband too fat, he belly big, abi. What you want talk again? Insult her now. She will now face you and insult you. What do you want to say? She has already insulted. Number three. He said, I am in the midst of unclean people. Hey, when Uzziah died, you now see people around you. That is where your eye will open. That some people you are calling friends are enemies after you. You now see people around you. One prayer I'm about to pray before I go further. Anyone around you that is covering themselves with a garment that you should not see them, let that garment catch fire. 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 Let the garment catch fire. Let the garment catch fire. Let the garment catch fire. Somebody say, Lord, open my eyes to see those around me. Say, Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, open my eyes to see those around me. Take your seat. Listen, a Christian can be anything but not blind. Not blind. Not blind. My daughter, one day came home. He said, Daddy, we are in a chapel today, a fellowship chapel. And the pastor was just preaching. He said, I was tired. I said, were you tired? He said, he was telling us what we know. Why can't he tell us what we don't know? I knew that there was trouble. He said, I was just reading Bible like textbook. He looked around, we had plenty. He could not even see one thing. I knew that we are in trouble. He said, I was just looking at him. When he finished, I told my friend, when he finished, I want to go. These are children that pray 2 hours on their own. My daughter came from school some days back and I was asking my wife, where is she? She said she's praying. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes. Yakatabada, yakatabada, yakatabada. This child is praying. This child can, many times she has looked at some of my boys working with me and told them the sex of their baby. He said, it's a girl. It's a boy. It will come out around May. How you go father that kind of picking and you know the sea? Open my eyes. Listen, it doesn't mean that you must be a prophet. Hold on. Hold on. I was in Munich. I was in Munich. You took the testimony. The young man who saw a name in his dream. You took the testimony. In Munich, in Germany. The boy said, he doesn't know me. He goes to Orthodox Church. And he slept, he saw me. And I mentioned the name to him. I said, who is this person? Look at this name. He said, I don't know. When he woke up, he was walking about and saw a white man. And the man introduced himself by that name. That was how his doors opened. Introduced, gave him a complimentary card. Okay, from the complimentary card, he saw the name. That was how the doors opened. Life changed. Because his eyes. In Numbers 24 verse 3. He said, Balaam, the prophet of God, the man whose eyes are open. In Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verse 9. The Bible said, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. In Jeremiah 1:11 and 12. He said, what seest thou?
He said, I've seen an almond tree. Thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In Jeremiah 24 verse 3, what seest thou? In Zechariah 5 verse 2, what seest thou? Zechariah 4 verse 2, what seest thou? Amos 8 verse 2, what seest thou? Amos 7 verse 8, what seest thou? In Psalm 119 verse 18, open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Somebody say, my eyes are open.
My eyes are open.
He said, look at these people around me. I didn't know. There was something he said. These are enemies around me. But they are people of unclean lips. The strength of your enemy is their words. Not people of unclean hands, unclean lips. Their strength. Can I say this to you? You are not married because somebody said something. That's the truth. You don't have a child because of unclean lips. Somebody spoke something. You have been rejected and denied visas because somebody said something. You can't leave your father's house or break ranks because somebody.
Wow.
Who is that person that spoke? Who talk?
Wow.
Who open mouth talk? Who said something? He said, who is it that say it? Kashana manazaba. Ataga. I see you in your wedding gown.
Amen.
Who talk? Who said something? The battle of life is a battle of words. The battle of life, the war of life is a war of words. That was why in Numbers chapter 22, Balak hired Balaam. He said, the only way we can finish this generation, we can combat Israel, come and say something. And the only way you can counter what they have said is that you will say something.
Uh-huh.
Am I speaking to somebody here? Take your seat. I want to pray. I was in Juba. Juba is in South Sudan. Were you there with me? Okay, you were with me. And one of the testimonies they took was a girl that was mad for over 10 years. This is the testimony. The girl was mad. They brought her out. She couldn't speak English, speaking their whatever. But this is the testimony. When she got back home after the crusade, her stepmother saw her at the door and started running. And she started confessing that she fired madness. This book will go open now. Today? She fired madness to her. I give you the testimony. And I'm doing it with the permission of the pastor. He's not my son. He submits to one of the fathers in the land. But during Christmas, somebody say Christmas. Say Christmassy. I got a call. My phone was ringing. And I was getting embarrassed. Who is this person? So I picked up and he was crying. He said he went out on the 23rd, came back and cannot find his daughter. How old is your daughter? I said, daughter is 19. I said, okay. Let's pray. The Lord said, no. Tell him to come. He stays in Benin. And he came. He came with a young boy. They came together. And that was not too much of a good time. because we are getting close to this our time. January for our, is a radical period. He came with the boy. So he started, I said, tell me what happened. He was crying. So that was the girl that was like a friend to him. And we are talking. And I said, where's madam? He said, she can't even come because she's crying and all that. I looked at the boy. Something came on me. I said, where's this boy? He says, my assistant pastor. And I asked the boy, I said, where's the daughter?
Daddy, daddy, now we go come. That's how we came. We know that.
Hey! When you hear some people are anointed, some na granite oil. Granite oil. Listen. No, not be ororo. Ororo na when granite oil don't useless. Na in dey be ororo. But there are people who God and they no be wayo. The thing dey. So I said, yeah, and I told him, I said, see. Nobody knows now. We are just quiet. Nobody knows what is happening here. If you do not talk, there are people downstairs that will come upstairs. They will handle you. They will beat witchcraft out of you. And he opened his mouth. Who was the girl with? He had kidnapped the girl. A resident pastor. Himself and the youth leader. And someone from the choir. Took her phone. When the way the pastor pounced on him, I pretended I wasn't seeing them. Bitter small. Bitter. Hey, pastor! In the church, you want to use ransom to do Christmas for your father in the Lord. Listen, oh, not be everybody be dicking, some not decking. Listen to me. Open my eyes. Let me know those around me. Your eyes. Many of us we are carrying deposits in our body. Things have been dropped on the ground. Things have been dropped on the earth. We just carry. We collect. Because of blindness. The poor things of the day you collect. There are seats I'm about to sit. I see myself. Something hold me. I turn. I don't know why. Me don't know why. I want to go. Something hold me. Sir, sit here now. Sir, sit here. Sir, sit here. It's okay. It's okay. Open. A particular church. We used to preach for them years ago. We preached for that church a lot. They invited me to one of their province. I sat in the plane and the Lord opened my eyes. I saw a plate. I saw ever water. You know ever water? I saw two apples. The plate was open. I saw meat. I saw eggs. I said, Lord, what is this? The Lord opened it. I saw white substance. Say poison. So I felt, because no matter how deep you are in the prophetic, you can't understand everything. Doesn't matter. If you are a genuine prophet, you are genuine, not be game. You know go fit. There are things you go to see, you go confused. Why are you showing me? I said, Lord, why are you showing me? I felt maybe somebody in the program is about to be poisoned. So when I get there, I'm going to announce, this is what I saw. Don't eat, oh. Don't eat. I don't know sin a meal. So I sat down. I forgot about it. Because the Lord didn't see anything else. As I sat down, first of all, in that ministry, they'll first take you to the pastor's house. That's where they will host you. They take you to the pastor's house. Don't let them have an idea. And the pastor will welcome you like a traditional ruler. Welcome you to the town. I know that they now take you to the hotel. As we sat down in his house, the wife brought food and two bottles of ever water. Two apples. I said, Mommy, I beg, open. I wanted to be sure. Open the plate. I saw two eggs. I laughed. I said, Mommy, carry your poison.
how can you invite me to poison you? Stand up on your feet.
Hallelujah.
Pursue those around me. Look here,
everybody, inside or outside.
If God,
listen to this,
displays on our face, listen, now, not tomorrow, now. If he displays on our face, what is in our heart? Many of you will change seats now. Some will change seats. If God opened the heart of that your neighbor, he put them for his face, they make you see him. Hey, now what you they take from me with that?
You will pray this first prayer. Oh Lord, show me your power. Who's ready? Clear the eye for me. Clear the eye. Show me your power. I don't know about who's ready for power.
I'm ready for.
Show me
your power.
When you see him, you see
power.
Lord, show me
your power.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
As we do that, you will see what will happen. Upstairs, downstairs, everywhere, outside, power will enter this building. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I was preaching the campus, and I told them, I said, in the midst of the message, I mentioned that we are in the era of the power of God and the wind of the power of the Spirit. I wasn't there. I was told before I came, a wind visited the venue, destroyed the podium. Right? They said they destroyed the podium. They had to create an emergency podium, uproot all the chairs, remove the roof. I wasn't there.
Yes,
he said, remove the roof. And I was asking the Lord, what is happening? He said, but I thought you want it. I'm not saying theme. These people are with me there. Remove the roof. Destroy the stage I stand on. We're standing on. Destroy. I had to come late because they were reconstructing a new stage. Listen, we are not. I didn't come to worry, to play.
No.
Are you listening to me? If they have a herbalist, you have a prophet.
Wow.
Lord, show me. Are you ready?
Yes,
say, my father,
my father,
I can hear you.
My father.
As I pray, show me your power. Open your mouth and fire prayers. Show me your power. Shapara, the local para fire. Show me your power. Shagabara Zagaya Ladea. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number two.
Lord, show me myself.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. Show me myself and show me mercy.
Uh-huh.
Show me myself and show me mercy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I need you to be very sincere and open. Sin is your greatest enemy. Your biggest enemy.
Show me myself. Say, my father.
Father, my Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray, show me myself, show me mercy. Open your mouth and fire prayers.
Lord, show me myself and show me mercy. Show me myself, oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me myself, oh Lord, and show me mercy. Show me myself, oh Lord, and show me mercy. Lord, show me myself and show me mercy. Bakos amarate.
Show me myself. Show me mercy.
Lord, show me myself and show me mercy. Show me myself, O Lord. Show me mercy. Show me myself, O Lord, and show me mercy. Zabarokata.
Show me mercy. Show me mercy. In Jesus' name. Number three prayer. This is important.
Open my eyes to see those around me.
Open my eyes to see those around me. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You need to begin to see the man, the woman, the boy, even those that work with you in the office. Who is this person, Lord? Who is this person? Open my eyes.
Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
As I begin to pray,
open my eyes
to know those around me. Open your mouth and fire prayers. Open my eyes. Yandalabash. In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands. Anyone that's sick in body, any sickness by any name. I may not know the name of the sickness, but I know a name that takes away sickness. The power of God will heal you. Everyone with disease in body, in the blood, the bones, every part of your body, inside or outside. Lift your hands up.
Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great. Immortal God, invincible God. You heal the sick, you raise the dead. Immortal God, how great. Sing it loud and clear. You set the captives free, immortal God, how great thou art. You are God with us, revealed in us, immortal God, how great thou art.
Immortal God,
your hands.
45 weddings.
Marriages.
Omahasayate
gabahate. Eteke, 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 eteke.
That witchcraft has sat on and prevented this year 2020. For that young lady, that young man, I release you to your home. Words have been spoken that has kept you on one spot. Right now I make declarations. I decree what was spoken against you is reversed. For everyone that's sick,
you have emergencies, get there. For everyone that is sick, blind, deaf, dumb, paralyzed, HIV, cancer, tumor, pile, cataracts, myopia, hypermetropia, somebody mad is being healed. I see a blind eye popping open right now. The enemy afflicted you, unable to walk. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever my heavenly Father has not planted, I command, whatever plague in your body, affliction in your bone, right where you are, be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Miracles are taking place. Miracles.
Amen.
That's it. Miracles are taking place.
Amen.
Healings are taking place.
Amen.
Healings are taking. You brought people here under attack. Begin to examine them now because Jesus is healing them.
Amen.
Examine them. Jesus is setting them free.
Amen.
He's making them whole in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare you free.
Amen.
I declare you free.
Amen.
I declare you free.
Amen.
Those of them at the emergency, examine them because miracles are happening. Inside this place, you came with attack, miracles are happening.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap your hands and take your seats.
Hallelujah.
Examine them wherever they are. Take your seat. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Don't rush me. Who is Rukewe? I'm seeing three. It's like you are three in your family. Who is Rukewe? The Rukewe I'm talking about, you are three. Three in your family. Three. Rukewe. You are three in your family. Meaning your mother has three children. Rukewe. Your mother has three children. Three children. Anywhere they are, please clear. Rukewe. Your mother has three children.
One of the three children is called Teresa. One of the three children your mother has is called Teresa. One of your mother's three children is called Teresa. You stay at Jakpa.
Hallelujah.
You stay at Jakpa Road. What, how many children do you
have?
Is there any Teresa?
Give me.
Hallelujah.
Who is Paul? Opene. You are married to Angel. Paul, you are married to Angel. If I say anything about you, leave your seat and come. Don't waste my time. You are married to Angel. What is outside, outside? I should come outside. The person is outside.
Hallelujah.
What's the ha? You told God I should talk to you. Stand up. What's your name?
Angel.
Who is Paul?
My husband.
Come.
Hallelujah.
The grace of God is upon me. And my eyes are open. Take your seat. Where's your mom?
Abraka.
I said, where's your mom? She says she's Abraka. Is your mom Abraka? Where's your mom? He says she's Abraka. She's not in Abraka. She's Abraka. Lady, let me pray for you. The hand of God is going to come upon you.
Amen.
I saw in the realm of the spirit. I saw God. Look here. I saw God telling me to tell you that your time has come.
Amen.
I'm here in Ugeli.
Yes, sir. I'm from Ugeli.
You are from Ugeli.
Yes, sir.
Stand up.
Hallelujah.
Why am I seeing somebody holding a microphone? Your husband, what?
Yes, sir. He's a pastor.
Your husband is a pastor.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why I'm seeing divine God. Something God. I'm seeing something like divine.
Christ divine.
I saw in the realm of the spirit. Listen, no, I see clearly. So calm down. I saw in the realm of the spirit. The Lord is Obalasikata. I saw myself leave where I'm standing. I enter into a school and I see you by a blackboard.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You are a teacher.
Yes, sir.
But wait. But how come I'm seeing you, man of God, I see you in front of a classroom. And I'm leaving that classroom. I see myself moving the streets. I go to a building, second, third, fourth, fifth. I move to the right. I see myself in a saloon.
Sir, I make her.
You make her. Yes. Okay.
Hallelujah.
I saw, hey. Wait, we are just starting. When I tire, I close.
I know.
I hear God telling me to tell you. The reason you are not seeing prosperity is because you left the place He has ordained of you to be. I want to relocate you in the spirit from where you have been into where you should be. And God sent me to tell that prosperity will begin to come into your life. Wealth will begin to come into your life.
Amen.
Your time has come.
Amen.
Who is Anita? Why am I hearing Anita? Who is Anita? Eh? Who is Anita? Who be Anita? Oh, Anita, I'm seeing Osama something. Osamala. Osa. Who is by that name?
Somebody say mega mega.
Mega mega.
Mega mega means my God is big, big God.
I know.
Big, big God. Mighty God. You know that song? Big, big God.
Mighty God.
Jesus Christ.
Mighty God. Mighty God. Hallelujah.
Big, big God.
Oh, oh, oh. Hey, hey. Hallelujah.
Wait. Sit down. The Anita I'm seeing, I'm seeing myself around Airport Road. The Anita I'm seeing myself around Airport Road. Please, wherever you are, let's listen. I want. No, let that man stand it. The Anita I'm seeing myself around Airport Road. I'm seeing somebody by you. I don't know if it's your sister. I'm hearing something like Chinedu. Chinedu. She's outside. Do you know Bender Estate? Bender Estate.
Yes, sir.
You know Bender Estate?
Yes, sir.
Where's your sister?
She's outside.
Come. Do you know anybody like Lemwe? Lemwe. Call your sister. Go and call
Papa
your sister.
She...
Huh? Come. As you were going, I saw a man leaving you. Your husband left you. Wait! That's your sister. How come I'm seeing a man leaving her too? Her husband left her too. Let two of them come. Let me prophesy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
How many kids do you have? Eh? Five kids. Yes. What's Lemwe? Lemwe.
Hmm?
Lemwe.
My name?
I see Lemwe.
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 No,
who is Kendrick? Kendrick.
On my first son.
Who's Kenva? Ken?
Kela.
Who is that one?
My first daughter.
Wait, wait. There's Kendra.
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 Yes.
Who is that one?
My second daughter.
Wait.
Hallelujah.
Stand here. Who do I talk to first? Who do I talk to? Why are you shaking? I saw something. There's a curse that we need to break. Your family is under a curse. Are you hearing me? Woman, I saw myself in the realm of the spirit. I get out of worry. I enter Ondo. Can you hear me? I enter Ondo.
Yes, sir.
I saw a herbalist doing a charm for a woman. And that woman... they did something for her and she gave a man to eat it. And as the man eat it, the man started following her. I saw a man with you, if this is your husband. I saw him with a woman. The woman is married with a husband.
Yes.
He removed the woman from the husband's house.
Yes, yes.
And married her.
Yes.
As I'm talking to you now, I see a building at Linton level. He's building a house for her. I saw a car. He has bought her a car. I saw him with that woman. He has moved in with that woman. Abandoned you and five children and moved with that woman. This woman is a married woman.
That is her. A married woman.
Ma?
A married woman.
Married woman. Wait.
Hallelujah.
Who be if he?
I'm
can I pray? Can I pray?
Yes, sir.
Both your English name and native name, we go trace them. There is lie on your head. Allegation. What you don't know, they say you know. I saw a man that is not talking.
is not hearing. Your husband is deaf and dumb.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Deaf and dumb.
Yes, sir.
Your husband is deaf and dumb. I saw your husband come to the house, pack his load, and left. The family say you made him deaf and dumb.
Yes, sir.
So now they are after you.
Yes,
you know, Duane. Let me tell you what happened. You didn't make your husband deaf and dumb. I saw myself move from this church. I enter into an office. I saw a company. Your husband worked for a company. I saw him like security, like detective. He helped them to investigate things. I saw him there. On a Tuesday, I saw your husband met somebody and he borrowed money to the person. The person is supposed to pay him. The person say he won't pay him. Your husband and the person began to quarrel. And the person threatened your husband that this mouth is using to talk, the mouth will close. And your husband came home that day. He wasn't talking.
Yes,
he wasn't hearing.
Yes,
became deaf and dumb.
Yes,
and now they are blaming you.
Yes,
that you are the reason why he's deaf and dumb.
Yes,
not be you,
Duane.
Can I prophesy on somebody? Any allegation on you, I command it to backfire. Stand here. Look here. Can I surprise you? Can I surprise you? Oh, this lady don't know. You don't know where you are. Can I surprise you?
Yes, sir.
Look me. Look me. As I'm talking now here, eh? When I finish, you will go and phone. As I'm talking now, your husband ear will open. His tongue will open.
Hallelujah.
Oh, she not believe. Oh, she not believe. Look at the way she shouted, amen. She don't believe. As I'm talking now, not tomorrow. Now. By the power. Begin no day. Stand up. They ate your womb. They ate your womb. Keba, I'm wasting your time. Relax. Relax. Your pastor is a prophet, so you should not be in a hurry. If you are in a prophetic ministry, one thing you should be ready to learn is patience. Because prophetic ministry, they take time. So calm down. I saw Yadabahati. If your name is John, run out. Andrew. I'm hearing John Andrew. If that's your name, I want to see you. Aparaganisata. Clear the eye. Let me. From upstairs, let him come. Are you the one? Come. Don't waste my time. John Andrew. Father, I ask for the anointing of the Spirit. Visit her.
Amen.
Touch the husband.
Amen.
Eyes, ears, mouth open.
Amen. Amen.
Stand up. Go and call. Run.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
What's your name?
John Andrew.
John Andrew. Can I pray for you? The call of God is on you. The call of God is on you.
Yes, sir.
I see you doing the work of God.
Yes, sir.
What is yes, sir? Are you a minister?
I'm a pastor.
You are a pastor. Come. Age.
Yes,
Assemblies of God. Yes, Assemblies of God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I saw in the spirit realm. I saw in the realm of the spirit. Ogar. I saw you move from a location to your present location. This man is looking at me. Do you know Efurum? Do you know Efurum?
Sir? Yes, sir.
You
that's
know Efurum?
That's where my church is.
Where's your church?
It's in Efurum, sir.
Hallelujah.
You think I'm guessing? You think you had a guess? Who be Josephine?
It's my wife.
Eh?
My wife.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Why did it collapse? What is it? Mashata Gaba.
Hallelujah.
Sir, come. You don't push. No, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. The man push you. I saw in the spirit realm two things, God said I should tell you. Number one, the Holy Spirit is showing me the place where that work is. I saw a negative wind. No matter how you pray, no matter how you fast, it not they grow. It's the same. There's a negative wind right now in the name of Jesus. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow. Any of you that is having problem with growth, receive growth in the name of Jesus. Hold hands here, all of you here. I just saw a red garment way to the back right now. Take the glory of God, take the glory of God, take the glory of God. Sit. Pastor, why you do body like that? Why did you do like that? Sir? Where's the mic? You are what?
I'm short of words.
You are short of words. Yes, sir. Okay, do you like twins?
Yes, sir.
You like twins?
Yes, sir.
Come.
Hallelujah.
Take it!
Amen.
Fruitfulness comes upon you.
Amen.
Who is blessing? If your name is blessing, come here. Wait. I'm hearing something like Abu. I'm hearing something like Dawuda. Why am I hearing joy? Why am I hearing joy? Around here, joy. Come here.
Hallelujah.
Bye bye to Jati. In the name of Jesus.
Bye bye to Jati.
In the name of Jesus.
Bye bye to Jati.
What's your name? Blessed be your name. Take your seat. Huh? Bless you who? Wait, come. What's going on?
Papa, sir. Papa.
Hallelujah.
He must talk to you.
The man can hear.
He can hear.
He can hear. Celebrate miracle in this church.
In the name of Jesus,
bye bye to that Jesus.
Listen to me,
Jesus. Baba, sir, as you ministered here, the power of God fell on those of your majesty. Until the glory of God, miracles started happening.
At the emergency?
Yes,
miracles are happening.
Miracles are happening. When you can't come inside, the place is congested.
The place is congested.
Yes, sir.
Outside, miracles are happening.
Miracles.
You saw that?
Papa.
Sir?
A woman,
7 years, has never walked.
Yes,
she stood up,
yes,
and began walking.
Hallelujah.
Listen,
I told your pastor the second time he came to talk about this program. I said the only problem I have is that when the miracles are happening, I don't see them because of the congested. The last time I was here, miracles were happening. I was listening to the people. So I told him to go to stadium. If I go come again for you now, stadium.
Hallelujah.
Receive miracles in your body.
Amen. Hold your hands. I just have something supernatural favor. Hold your hands like this, left and right. Hold it, lift it up. The same thing, left and right. Hold hands. Up, up, hold hands. Lift it up. Are you sure you want the favor? Now, those of you who stand are held up. Where no one could enter in your family. At the count of three, Lord, I transfer. Upon boys, girls, men, women. 1, 2, 3. Hold hands, hold hands. Here, here, look at me, look at me. Here, I saw the garment of Jesus. Hold hands. I transfer favor upon boys, girls, men, women. Let them go and change their family story. Touch that boy. Touch, touch, touch. Touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them. Touch them, touch them, touch them. Hold hands here. Yeah, to the back. To the back. Hold hands from the front to the back. Are you ready? Father, upon 1,000 people, let the anointing that make men great fall on the people. 1, 2, 3. Hold hands, then the choir. Hold hands, hold hands, all of you. Hold hands, hold your hands. Now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, make them international. Take them around the world right now. And the basuga la bayabaha. Ite kete. Clear the eye. Clear the eye. Clear the eye. Taga. Father, international unction. Globalize it. Fresh.
Amen.
Fresh.
Take!
Amen.
Take!
Amen.
Take!
Amen.
Don't come close. Okay.
Take!
Amen.
Fresh! Fresh!
Amen.
Take!
Amen.
Fresh!
Amen.
Power of God.
Amen.
They remove somebody's womb through an operation. Run here. They remove your womb through an operation. God wants to create fresh womb. Fresh womb. Fresh womb. Anasaharashti. Fresh.
Amen.
Fresh womb. Fresh womb. Fresh womb. Fresh womb. Fresh womb. Fresh!
Amen.
Father, I transfer the apostolic unction. Mantle of fire.
Amen.
Fresh!
Amen.
Supernatural mantle.
Amen.
Lord, let struggle and resistance be lifted. Everyone who has been clothed with a garment of delay. You see the one? Come here, come here, come here first. New womb.
Amen.
New, new.
Amen.
New womb.
Amen.
New womb.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. The Lord just said something. This for selected people. The anointing for property. The anointing for property.
Follow you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Your struggle is over now.
Amen.
Go and look at me, sir. From now, go and manifest. Raise the dead.
Amen.
Heal the sick.
Amen.
Do what God. Your father is called Abu. 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 It's important I see you fast. You know Udu. I'm hearing Udu. I'm seeing this person around Udu Road. There's some Oruworo. I see you around Oruworo. And I'm seeing. Operation demo. Brand new. Brand new. Brand new. Brand new wombs. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
With your hands, with your hands. Santa la bragadash. Shante alleluia. Oya. Alle shante
alle alla. We wake up in the morning time. Give praise to God who keeps you alive.
Oh,
shante alleluia. Alle shante alle alla.
Hallelujah.
We wake up in the morning time.
You are the one from Udu. You are the one.
Of
two of you.
Yes.
Are you related?
Eh?
Are you together?
Oh, yes.
They are sisters.
Yes.
Chante.
Oh,
oh.
Come, Chante. Chante.
Let me hear you say.
Chante.
Let me hear you say. Let me hear you say. Open your hands. Wherever you are, I decree destiny master key into your hand now.
Amen.
By the power and the blood of the Lamb, every closed or locked door be open.
Amen.
Every closed or locked door be open in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Help them, help them, help them. Anything Jesus has not planted in your body, may he take them out now.
Amen.
May he take them out now.
Amen.
May the blessing of the cross be made manifest in your life.
Amen.
With your hands.
Hallelujah.
We are the leaders in this church. The leaders. Maybe elders and elders and come here. All the elders, the leaders. No, let these people wait here first. Let them wait here. Great grace. Grace, 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 I speak a blessing.
Amen.
In their lives.
Amen.
And I decree upon all of you, as this work grows, your life grows.
Amen.
For every sacrifice and every effort in this work, your life will expand.
Amen.
When trouble comes, it will not find you.
Amen.
As you are doing this work of God, may He help you to walk with Him.
Amen.
You will not miss God.
Amen.
You will not miss your reward.
Amen.
And you will not miss heaven.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Worry, get ready for another blast of power as we welcome our father, Apostle Professor Johnson Suleiman, for a father's blessing. Tim from backseat to front seat. Date Friday 24th January 2020. Time 10 a.m. Host Apostle Michael Akor. Venue the Palace of God Bible Church, opposite Lingon Filling Station, Uti Street, off Pity I Road, Elfun Delta State, Nigeria. The Lion will rise.